Tuesday was a still-in day of action, and rallies in Pittsburgh and Philadelphia were among the hundreds held around the nation to show a commitment to meeting the standards to reduce carbon emissions by 2050. Sustainability Director for the City of Philadelphia, Christine Knapp, says it's time for Pennsylvania to move away from its history of dirty energy.
We're trying to change our future to one that's more just and healthy and fair and affordable for folks, one that's really revolved more around clean energy sources that don't contribute to carbon emissions and don't contribute to air pollution. Having Pennsylvania take the stand is really important.
More than 2,500 leaders representing businesses, colleges, cities, and states have signed that we are still in declaration in support of climate action. After President Trump used the line of Pittsburgh, not Paris, to justify the withdrawal from the Paris deal, Pittsburgh Mayor William Peduto vowed his city would be 100% powered by clean energy by 2030 and lead by example. This is Mary Sherman, Keystone State News Connection.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to The Union Edge, Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We enjoy your company. We appreciate all the wonderful things you're doing for the community. This program is sponsored in part by the United Steelworkers and the American Federation of Government Employees. We appreciate their support very much. Joining us by phone today, we've got Katie Snyder. She is with AppleTree Media Works. She handles our web stuff, and she's a person I call when I break the website. Katie, welcome back.
Hey, Charles. Thanks for having me on.
Katie, it's always a pleasure. We appreciate it. My goodness, it's the web is a visual resource, yeah?
Absolutely. More and more every day.
And how do we communicate effectively by using pictures as opposed to verbose, long paragraphs that people get tired of reading?
Well, you're exactly right. People do get tired of reading it, and they just kind of scan through it and keep right on moving. But if you can take your main point that you want to make and turn that into a visual, you'll definitely attract people. And this is growing like crazy. I mean, keep in mind that your mind, 90% of the information that goes into your mind, it comes through visually. You don't always remember everything you heard, but you can still see that picture in your mind. And so that's what's growing. Even Twitter's gotten in the game, and they're letting you put pictures up on Twitter, too.
There you go. Now, Facebook and other outlets have adapted. Now we're seeing a lot of live videos on Facebook. People have told us we should be doing that live with our radio program, have a camera set up in the studio and doing that on Facebook. I didn't want to drive you crazy yet because you handle all of our web stuff. But, I mean, is that really that big of a deal?
That it really is a big deal. Right now, close to 70% of all internet traffic is videos being watched. You know, we're seeing 2 million videos uploaded every day. So, yes, whoever gave you that advice is good advice for you guys to have live video and be able to put that right up on the social media platforms. That will definitely help your show.
Well, there you go. Okay, so we got to get a camera now. But that's another story. And I get to comb my hair, I get to, you know, wear a clean shirt. So, all of that. Hey, you know, be a show off. I mean, talk to us about when we're with our website, how can we be a show off? How can we catch that attention? And are we showing off to the Google bot, or are we showing off to people?
No, this is a big win. And this is a cheap, easy win, too, for all the organizations that are out there. When your union has something going on, you guys are at a rally, or you're picketing somewhere, or you're, you know, out there just showing your organization. It's so easy to pull out a cell phone or a tablet and catch those videos. Take those pictures. Don't be afraid to do it. This is a big win. It does not cost money to post those videos or to take those videos generally on your phone, as long as you have a good data plan. So grab those while you're out there. Don't be afraid to show off your organization.
There you go. You know, I am thinking to myself, and I think I'm about to tell my age. It used to be when people got married, they could get these disposable cameras. I had those at my wedding, but, you know. That's okay. I mean,
now you just issue the hashtag and tell everybody, hey, when you post your photos, include our hashtag, and then everybody can find them.
And it's a lot cheaper, too. Really? This isn't fair. Oh, my. Katie, what else should we be looking at?
Well, there's a couple things to keep in mind when you're taking photos and taking videos, especially if you're out at your employer. Be aware of what the policies are there. Some employers don't want cameras in their workplaces. Some of them don't want you videoing training. This is for business reasons in general, and also for confidentiality. So double check with maybe the facility manager or someone else before you pull that camera out and start videoing. But if you've got the go-ahead, go for it. Show off your organization and the trainings you guys are doing. Also be aware of the antisocial people, we call them. Some people don't want to be out on social media, and they certainly don't want their names out there if that's the case. I know a lot of people with their children do not want their children out on social media or out on the Internet because that's permanent and it's public. So double check with everybody before you start to post things.
Bah humbug, right? Okay. No, I get it. and that makes a lot of sense. And we should be respectful of other people's wishes. My goodness, anything else we should be talking about?
Well, like you mentioned, getting a camera in there for the office, you guys may not have to go that far. The newest iPhones have beautiful cameras on them, and you can capture video with that. And there's great free software out there. My 11-year-old just made a fantastic video using his tablet and iMovie, which was free on his Mac. So it doesn't have to be a real expensive investment to be able to create visual content for your website.
You know, I got to tell you, I got my phone a while ago. It's a flip phone. It's called a StarTAC. there's nothing wrong with it. I still use it. I'm kidding.
Yeah, maybe Brittany or Angela can give you a hand with an upgrade there.
There you go. Yeah, they've got real phones. But that's another story in and of itself. Katie, you know, these are, I mean, man, a phone is no longer just a phone. It does all these other wonderful things. We should use it. There's a couple of really cool programs that you want us to know about. What are those?
Yeah, and these are free for the general accounts, and sometimes you can upgrade them to get more premium stuff. Accounts like Stencil and Canva are big. I know some of your staff members use those. And they're great for making visuals for your website or visuals for your social media. You don't have to have a graphic design degree anymore to create just a basic visual piece for your website.
Well, there you go. And of course, Katie, you're the one who handles our website. You're the one who takes care of all the security and everything else, and we appreciate that. And you and your team have been able to beat back some pretty significant attempts at denial of service and other things, and we appreciate that. I guess that kind of lets us know that we're making it because people were trying to knock us off. But that's another story. What kinds of things security-wise right now should we be worried about or aware of, and how do we protect ourselves?
Well, depending on what kind of website you're running, you'll want to make sure there's some sort of security behind the scenes. For WordPress, we are strong advocates for a program called WordFence. The basic free plugin works well. If you start to become popular like you guys are, it's worth the small investment to get the premium version and just keep an eye on things and be able to lock down your website from people that are coming in that shouldn't be, and you can block how many people are trying to log into it. There's all sorts of stuff out there. But that's definitely what we advocate for WordPress.
Absolutely. And if I have any questions or I need some help, you do a lot of work for unions all across the country. You guys are Teamsters. And we appreciate that. How do we get a hold of you?
You can step out at appletreemediaworks.com, or you'll find our logo right at the bottom of the Union Edge website as well.
There you go. Katie, it's always a pleasure. We appreciate it, and you just do wonderful things for us, and we appreciate that.
Thanks, Charles.
Always a pleasure. We appreciate it. Katie Schneider of appletreemediaworks.com. We appreciate all of her great efforts. She does a wonderful job. Meantime, I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio.